be a new career long for Boswell. For the lead, sweeps the leg, 60-yarder! He's got it! Pittsburgh goes in front.
I was happy to beat everybody associated with the Jets.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Ian Eagle with the call on CBS. Friend of the show, Ian Eagle. I actually really liked the Ian Eagle, J.J. Watt team. First game for them. Like, sounded like they've been doing this for a long time. And Ian's the best. Friend of the show. You hear his voice in the open, the 5 o'clock Eastern time hour every single day. We love Ian Eagle. Great job by him. Great job by J.J. Watt. Great job by serial killer Chris Boswell. Mike Tomlin's words, not mine, said our kicker's a serial killer. Interesting choice of words. I think what he meant to say, he's just a killer, period. I don't know if he has to be a serial killer. That was a little strange. But great job by Chris Boswell, banging home a 60-yarder. I have a feeling we'll see some more long kicks this season with the new structure of how they're dealing with the K-balls. But great job by Chris Boswell, a career long. And an especially great job by Aaron Rodgers. And I'll talk about Aaron Rodgers in a second. But I want to credit the Jets. And I need to make a mea culpa here. Because one game in, like, I'm wrong about Justin Fields. That might be the best game of Justin Fields' career. How well he played yesterday. And the Jets looked like an actual professional operation. A respectable football operation. Aaron Glenn, I think, acquitted himself very well in game one as a head coach. Tanner Engstrand, I mean, if the Jets were ever good, does he win assistant coach of the year? If the offense looks like that? I mean, Justin Fields, for the balance of his career, can't complete the forward pass. He was sensational yesterday. And I'll say it, I'm not a hater because, like, I don't care. I have no personal, like, bias against. Like, I think he stinks. And I think that I've been right on that take for years. But I'm always going to be real. I'm going to be honest with everybody. When I'm right, when I'm wrong, he was awesome yesterday. Like, it was not a fluke. Now, yesterday it wasn't. That doesn't mean he can't be terrible against Buffalo next week. But for one game, I have to give him a ton of credit. I thought he was really good. And the offensive line for the Jets, like Armon Membu with ragdoll TJ Watt on a number of plays, he was really good. Olaf Oshanu on the other side of tackle was really good. Like Tippmann, Simpson. It's just, it looked like Vera Tucker was there. And Breece Hall, like, looked like the top five pick that he was last year in fantasy football. Catching the ball and running the ball in this game. Steelers linebacker Patrick Queen said after the game, "We played like bleep." Yes. Yes, they did. I can't believe the Steelers defense was that bad yesterday against that offense. And it concerns you a little bit, right? As someone, for me at least, someone that likes the Pittsburgh Steelers this season. So I wanted to credit the Jets. There's no moral victories in sports. I don't even really think there are moral victories in life. I know some people disagree with that. And this, you know, a participation trophy culture that we live in, where everyone's great and everyone's awesome and everybody gets a medal and everybody gets an attaboy. I don't believe in that. There's no moral victories. There's no medals for trying. The Jets are 0-1. But I'll tell you, like, that's a team that you can look at, the Jets. And if you're a Jets fan today, you can be proud of that team, even in a losing effort. Unlike the team that shares that stadium with them. And we'll get to my favorite team, the New York Football Giants, in a little bit. But for right now, this is really important. I'm trying to help everybody here. I'm trying to help all of you improve your mentals. You know, if you're, here's like the funny thing, right, about life in 2025. If you're a fat, lazy slob, you can fix that. You go on Ozempic. Who knows what the side effects are going to be? You know, you can't drag your ass to the gym or eat a freaking salad. But hey, you can take this pill. You can make things better. You can take the easy way out. You can be lazy. It's harder to do it mentally, to improve your mental health, to be more positive, to look at things day by day and enjoy things in life and stop being so damn negative. For all of you people out there, and there are many of you, I'm willing to bet we are way more than 50%. Way more than 50%. To all of you out there who have let your personal feelings about Aaron Rodgers taint the way you view him as a quarterback, you should all be embarrassed for robbing yourself of this joy of watching this man play quarterback. A top seven quarterback in my lifetime. I'll even say in the Super Bowl era, a top seven quarterback. Maybe the most talented thrower of the football in the history of the National Football League, who has authored many of the greatest games ever played by a quarterback, including the game that I would say is number one. Divisional round, 2010 postseason, Packers at the Atlanta Falcons, who were the one seed. 31 of 36, 335 yards, four touchdowns. Slicing and dicing the Atlanta Falcons in that game. En route to a Super Bowl championship and a Super Bowl MVP. The best game I've ever seen a quarterback play. And there have been so many throughout the years. And you the person watching, you the person listening, you have allowed Rodgers' thoughts on vaccines and politics and ayahuasca and the family stuff's weird. I'll give you that. But you've allowed all of this to somehow warp in your mind what he is as a player. That he somehow sucks. And that he's washed. And that he can't play anymore. Even though he showed you last year on a sinking ship, the SS Robert Sala, the SS Nathaniel Hackett, the SS Jeff Ulbrich, that he showed you last year that he could still play, and that he was going from a circus in Flora Park to a legitimate, stable organization with a real leader. Say what you want about him, but he's a leader in Mike Tomlin. And you thought that he was going to be bad. You thought Aaron Rodgers sucks. Aaron Rodgers can't play. And you root against him. You root against him. One of the most fun quarterbacks to ever play the game. And I took great pleasure yesterday watching him shove it right down your throat. Four touchdown passes. Turn him back the clock. Running Arthur Smith's offense to absolute perfection. And getting a win in the season opener. I saw people yesterday on social media say, oh, Aaron Rodgers is so petty. Oh, he's taking shots at the Jets as if you wouldn't feel the same way if you were him. Imagine you work at your job. They tell you you're not good enough anymore. You go work for a competitor, and you beat that and you beat your old boss, your old job, and whatever it is you do. You're not going to feel good about it? Please, drop the holier-than-thou routine. I don't want to freaking hear it. It was awesome. And it's great that he tells it like it is, whether you like it or not. Aaron Rodgers is back. I'll take it a step further. I don't think he ever left. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to the playoffs this year. And I can't wait to watch it. As a matter of fact, I might just be a Steelers fan for the rest of the year. because my team, the New York Football Giants, are once again hideous, disgraceful, and absolutely pathetic. I said last year, imagine year three of a regime being the worst team in the league and keeping your job. We are now one game into year four of Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. Does someone want to like offer a counter argument when I say the Giants are once again one of the worst teams? Just get slammed by the Commanders. Oh, the Giants were the trendy dog yesterday. You know what we told you on this show? You know what the trendy dog was? Old Yeller. Take that son of a bitch out behind the woodshed, this old weathered canine who can't walk anymore, and put it out of its misery. Shotgun, head, blammo, see you later. 21-6. Offensive line still sucks. And I know Andrew Thomas didn't play, but everyone that Joe Shane has picked, they're all bad. They're all bad. John Michael Schmitz at center. I'd rather have John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt than John Michael Schmitz, who can't block anybody. Like former Raiders, not the Pete Carroll Raiders that are actually decent. Like the Josh McDaniels jabroni Raiders. Let's bring some Raiders in on the offensive line. Evan Neal can't even play. He's so bad he can't even get on the field. What a pathetic disgrace from Brian Daboll, and his offense can't do anything in year four. Brian Daboll announced today that Russell Wilson will start on Sunday at the Dallas Cowboys. Let's just delay the inevitable. Why play Jackson Dart, even though he's the future of the team? It's ridiculous. Remember on Friday, after Thursday Night Football, when we told you Cowboys 3.5 was the look ahead? What a joke that was. Now it's 6. Feels about right. I'm going to be a Steelers fan this year. Screw you, Giants. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. Femi joins me on the other side, and we will talk what happened with the bets this weekend.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.